The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Hey, welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. My name is Barbecue Bob. I'm in studio, the Spartan Studios, live with Jop.
Hey, man, it's good to be here. It's Saturday morning, and if you're outside, you're looking up, the sunshine, and it's grilling time, baby. It's Saturday, and it's summer. Fire up that grill. Create some grill envy.
That's right, and we've got a good friend with us this morning who's going to help us talk to some grilling chicks on the radio. We've got Michelle McCormick in here, who is like the hottest thing in radio in Grand Rapids
right now.
You are.
I just need to get out more.
Are you kidding
frankly?
Me?
Yes, criminally.
No, we love working with you, and it's so cool to have you in here because we're just a couple of grilling guys, but you know, you're a real radio star.
You're just a couple of dudes, and it's not your fault, frankly. That's how you were born.
Right.
You're just born guys.
We're pretty happy about that.
So am I. I'm happy to be in here with you, too, by the way. Wow.
You know, we've got another guest with us, one of my grilling buddies, just an average listener. He's anything but an average guy, but one of my buddies, Gary, is here. He lives out on Bostwick Lake, and he's got a couple of recipes that he feels are pretty cool. So we invited Gary into the studio today. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Randy. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm great. So what's going on out at Bostwick Lake? Are we grilling anything out there today?
Yeah, we are. I've got the grilling girls out in Bostwick Lake today, and we're going to be grilling a very unique boutique hamburger recipe that is just one of the best hamburgers you've ever had.
Okay, well, let's go to the grilling girls. Are you out there? Diane, are you there? Hello? Hello, Diane. Did we lose her?
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Diane, how are you? This is Randy and Barbecue Bob.
Hi.
Good morning. We've got lots of grilling chicks on the line here. We got Michelle McCormick in the studio with us as well.
Hi, Diane, how are you?
Good.
You know what? I've hung out with you. I didn't know you were a grilling girl.
I am a grilling girl, especially this fabulous grilling hamburger. It's a really different version. It's not a dried hockey puck version of man's meat, no offense.
Oh, boy.
I love
but
you
Gary's
for that.
Gary's got a fabulous recipe that is really a charmer.
This is, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning, 107.3 WBBL-FM. We've got a little bit of a circus going on here in the studio, and I'm kind of digging it. But on the line, we've got Diane Kanowski. She's a president and general manager of Wood TV 8. She's kind of our celebrity grill chick of the week. And Gary is here. And Gary, throw down this little hamburger recipe that you and Diane are putting together.
It's pretty easy. It's a lot of times people add egg with hamburger, but it's actually just the egg yolk, and it's one egg yolk usually per pound. It's some Grey Poupon mustard, little bit of ketchup, fine chopped red onion, little Worcestershire, and it is amazing.
So you mix all that together,
make it
into a patty, and just grill it like
and
you would any other burger.
Put it on the grill like anything else, but it's really hard not to to overcook it because it stays moist with that yolk in there and that Dijon mustard.
Well, we'll throw that up on the Grilling Guys website.
Okay.
That's thegrillingguys.com. If any of you out there are listening and you've got some great hamburger recipes, why don't you hit us on Facebook at The Grilling Guys and shoot some recipes up to us. But, hey, Diane, okay,
yeah.
you got these burgers all done. The grilling chicks are sitting there watching Gary do this. And when you're watching Gary grill, I would imagine you got a glass of wine in your hand. So tell me, what do you like to drink with these burgers once they come off the grill?
Well, it's always nice to have a really nice red wine. And a Shiraz, a light Merlot, will go really well with them. Now, don't forget, you can always have your Corona with a slice of lime.
Atta girl.
Yeah, we like that, too.
We never run out of those.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Well, you guys, you talk about this great burger. What kind of cheese works on top? Are we talking, can we do maybe a crumbled blue or a Swiss? What works well?
A crumbled blue sounds pretty good. Yeah, that sounds very, very good. I'm not a big cheeseburger eater.
What?
I'm more of a hamburger guy. I'm a straight shooter here.
Oh, yeah, a little blue cheese.
A little blue cheese,
awesome.
Crumbled blue cheese would be real, real good. And then you butter and toast the bun. You got to do that, too.
Uh-huh. You know, a lot of people don't do that with their bun,
They don't butter their buns?
No. I don't.
Bob's been on vacation. It looks like he's buttered his buns, man. He's red like a lobster right now.
Thanks for noticing, Randy. I'm getting all, you know.
He's getting all flustered over there.
Yeah. No, excited, actually.
So we butter our buns out at the Bostwick Lake.
Okay, now can I throw out a dirty word for both of you, Diane and Gary? What about, do you guys ever do a mix with the turkey? Like a turkey burger situation, or is that just a filthy word
in
this
room?
That's
a word, yes.
No, I do that.
Diane does that.
Oh, okay, I'm like holding my breath going,
do that.
A lot of women do.
Do it.
Yeah, Diane, so you use turkey?
I use turkey a lot, but I use it. I don't mix it with this one. It just totally changes the flavor and texture of the burger when you throw that turkey meat in. So Gary doesn't allow it. We have house rules.
All right.
But
no
I
turkey.
Like a good turkey burger. So I really do.
What do you do in your turkey burger, Diane?
Kind of thing. Ground meat. I actually add just a little bit of breadcrumbs, just a little, with egg and some salt and pepper and a little bit of mustard. The breadcrumbs, just a little. Well, actually, the turkey meat can be very dense. It'll lighten up the patty a little bit.
All right.
Hey, Diane, this is Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, for future reference, we don't dry out burgers here. This is the grilling guys. Are you kidding me? This is where men are men, and women are glad of it.
Oh,
hockey puck dried out burger. Boy, it's a rough crowd out there.
I ever said that. I apologize because I've had a lot of overcooked chicken and two well-done burgers by good intended men cooking for the group.
A lot of people overcook chicken.
Well,
you're just
trying to get back at me because I said my wife totally wasted the hot dogs last night, right? Turn them into black nails. Yeah,
that's right. I gotta finish the weekend with the grilling girls out there, so I gotta watch what I say.
Yeah,
here.
I sit on the fence over there.
Yeah,
you're fine.
I'm just gonna.
I know. Well, Gary, you should tell them a little bit about the most impressive recipe Gary makes to overwhelm and impress women and have them at his command is his rack of lamb on a grill.
Okay, now I gotta hear that. If it's overwhelming and it commands the women,
his rack is overwhelming.
It is. Yeah. Boy, if you want a rack, then start the rack.
Right. Well, Gary, go ahead then, man. I mean, there can't be a better thing to listen to than this then.
Well, the secret to it is cooking it because what it is, it's just a basically garlic and butter and oil with little rosemary, sage, and thyme, kind of sounds of silence.
Yeah, song about that.
I do some breadcrumbs. I usually make my own breadcrumbs. Anyway, you make it into kind of a paste. You put it on the rack of lamb. Usually I get New Zealand out of D&W. And let it sit out for about 30 minutes so the meat is warm when you're putting it on.
Room
so it's
temperature.
Not room temperature. But what happens when you put it on the grill, that oil and a little bit of the butter in there sears up so much that it just, you got to sear it, then you got to take it off the grill. Then you got to put it on the grill. Then you got to take it off and put it on. So it's a series of about 12 minutes. Otherwise, it just gets, it flames up too much.
Uh-huh.
But it looks like you're cremating it. I mean, it looks like... Like it's way, way overdone, and in fact, it's
perfect.
What does it look like on the outside? Is it dark colored?
It's pretty crusty.
Okay. It looks kind of like blackened.
It looks like blackened. Yeah, the bones usually typically fall off, and you got to turn them back and forth. But about 350, 375, and
what temp do you bring that internal meat temperature up to?
350 is when I sear it. Maybe 375
is
when
meat
I sear
temperature.
It.
What do you bring
know.
That?
I
up?
Just do it by timing mostly.
Okay.
I never grill without a watch.
Okay.
I time everything at temperature.
So you don't use an instant read or anything?
I don't have one.
Okay.
No, I just know
okay, do you hear that, Diane? There's a Father's Day gift right there.
There you go.
Yeah. Needs a digital thermometer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're a little more on a serious note, but the grilling guys want to make sure that you're not serving meat. Not that you do, Gary. This sounds fantastic, and you've got that down to a science. You've done it many times. But for those of our listeners out there that maybe haven't done this, Bob's correct. We recommend a nice digital thermometer because you don't want to serve meat undercooked. You don't want to spend that New Zealand rack of lamb. You're looking at $9.95 a pound probably at D&W to pull that off, and you're going to put 2 or 3 pounds on there at a time. So you got a $30 piece of meat. You want to make sure that you're not overcooking it and you're not undercooking that. But
correct.
You know what? It's one of those things where if you got a twist on it and you got a feel for it, the thermometer's not necessary. But for a guy that doesn't, you might want to get one.
Yeah.
You know, Diane, I have a question for you regarding Gary.
Yes.
Does he have rhythm? Does he dance? Can this guy dance?
Oh, yeah. He's a very good dancer. And he dances at the drop of a hat.
I'll tell you why.
Music.
Because he dances with that when you take that lamb off the grill, put it back on. It's a fine dance. And I will guarantee you this. I'm telling you right now, gentlemen, that a guy without rhythm cannot grill. Period.
You gotta have timing.
Interesting statement.
You gotta have timing. And I bet you that you're a pretty good dancer because the way that you put it on, you take it off, you put it on. You're dancing with
take
the lamb.
It off, put it on,
so I'm just
off,
saying.
Take it off,
I have 5 kids because my rhythm stinks.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying.
Oh, boy.
Well, this is the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Every Saturday from 9 to 11, we've got just the studio's jam-packed with talent right now. We're just bursting out with grilling chicks, grilling guys. We do want to talk briefly about marinating and the Eastman Outdoor Marinate. It's a vacuum marinade. And this thing, if sometimes you don't get to marinate your meat fast enough, you can check this thing out online, and it's called the Reveo, R-E-V-E-O, Meat Tumbler. It's $156, and it's from Eastman Outdoors. And Randy and I got to use that last fall out in Kansas when we were hunting those big whitetails with Cowboy Rob Russell.
And again,
that thing works sweet. Yeah. 1 hour, you can marinate your meat because
right.
It just sucks all the oxygen out of the can. Kind of like I'm sucking out of this room right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we all know that. But, hey, listen, Grilling Girls out there at Bostwick Lake, you guys have a fantastic day.
Thank you.
Keep some stuff on the side, some leftovers. I'll swing by and have a little taste of these burgers and lamb today. So it sounds like great. But, hey, thanks for calling in, and we appreciate your time. All right.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bye,
thanks, Diane. You know, also, when we get done from here, you got to head to Siciliano's, pick up some brew, go to D&W or Family Fair there. In Chalmette Hills, and pick up that nice big chunk of New York strip. I'll bust a move, get my tech, and we're going up to visit with the Roasty O'Donnell folks. We're going to be up by Riverside Park, and we're going to throw down. We got Chaz showing up. We got all kinds of people showing up. Some surprises there. So
yep. We're
going to have fun. It's payback time, listener party. And I can't wait to taste that pulled pork you've been smoking on.
Yeah, that was an all-night deal. It's kind of like having a child when you've got 250 pounds of pork on the grill. I got up three times during the night to check the fire, to make sure everything was going good, because, you know, we are the grilling guys, and I'm not going to roll into a party with something that didn't turn out fantastic. Uh-huh. So I was taking a little bit of extra care on that one, but I'm happy to tell you that they rock.
And you should have filmed it. Because it'd be nice to see you rubbing 22 butts at once.
Well, you know what? I only got two hands and I'm one man, but
I did what I could. Yeah. He's just one guy.
I feel like playing a xylophone.
Yeah. But again, it's that dance. See, it's the dance with the pork all night long.
The butt dance.
You gotta have the dance.
That in St. Kitts.
Yeah, right.
All right, cool. So what's coming up next? Oh, the very hot Michelle McCormick.
Yeah,
we're
going to
talk about The Buzz.
Right, her new show.
She's giving this whole studio a buzz.
Yeah, we got a little man loss segment, and we got a whole bunch of stuff that we've not even touched upon yet that I thought we were going to. But Gary might stick around with us and talk a little bit more. So we got a lot of things going on. But it's been a great day so far. And
it's,
you know what?
Better.
Get out there. Fire up that grill. Create a little grill envy with your neighbors. You're listening to The Grilling Guys, 107.3. We'll be back.